This is Bird Note. Sound recordist and photographer Garrett Vinn was sent with a crew from the Cornell Lab to film and photograph birds in the Gulf of Mexico right after the Deep Horizon oil spill in April 2010. Here's what he saw.
The marshes are just incredibly extensive, and the barrier islands there are hosting these amazing concentrations of pelicans and terns and nesting black skimmers. And when we were there during migration, you know, birds from all over the North American continent were using these barrier islands. Long-billed curlews and marbled godwits from the prairies of the western United States, sanderlings and red knots from the high Arctic, western sandpipers from the Bering Sea region of Alaska, these sandpipers from the boreal forest.
Garrett and team went back 6 months later.
On the surface, everything looked much better. There wasn't oil in the water that you could see. But, you know, when you got down and really took a closer look, there was still oil in the sand. And we did find migratory shorebirds, sanderlings, and least sandpipers that had been walking through some of this old oil. And they basically looked like they had snowshoes on their feet. Everything they walked across was sticking to them.
So what do we know now about how the birds are faring?
Most of the birds out there that had oil on them, they were either ingesting oil or they had limited amounts of oil on their body. So we're not really going to know how that's going to affect them right away. Ingesting a lot of oil can affect birds' reproduction and other aspects of their biology. One positive to take out of the oil spill is just the amount of attention that's been put on the Mississippi Delta region and how important and how imperiled that region already was.
There's more to learn at birdnote.org.